Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Newsmakers Podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor of The News. Today, we are sitting down with Mark Crockett of Crockett Facilities, a mechanical contractor in Bowie, Maryland. Mark will discuss Crockett Facilities' status as a top minority-owned company, the training their employees go through, and much more. Let's get to it. And we're now joined by Mark Crockett of Crockett Facilities. And Mark, I want to start. Crockett Facilities was recently named to Washington Business Journal's Top Minority-Owned Companies list for 2015, and you guys have won several similar awards over the past few years. What's it like to get that type of recognition from the business community?
Well, I'd be lying if I said that it wasn't nice to get recognized. It's always great to be recognized for the achievements of the company and the individuals who work very hard in our company. But the byproduct of all the great recognition that we've received is more opportunities. And obviously with opportunities, we're able to grow our company because people recognize us as a outstanding service provider and they want to work with us more. So recognition has been a great growth opportunity for our company.
Yeah, and that service, a lot of it starts with your technicians. Now, on your website, it says that each of your journeyman techs goes through over 10,000 hours of on-the-job training and 1,200 hours of classroom training. How important is it for the techs to receive that much training, and what really goes into it at Crockett?
Well, we have industry partners who help train our technicians. We feel that the training that they receive is well above and beyond anything you're going to see out there in the commercial world. They receive over 5 years of classroom training, which equates to about 1,200 hours. And during that time, the apprentices need to be gainfully employed with an employer to go through that five-year apprenticeship program. During that time, they receive training and licenses in air conditioning, refrigeration, heating, blueprint reading, computer-aided design, safety, rigging, welding, new technologies, energy conservation methods, and electrical and plumbing. We feel it's what sets us apart from our competition, the amount of training that our technicians receive, and ultimately, we feel it benefits the customer in that when we say it's done, it's done.
Right. So with that training, and it kind of prepares them for some of the bigger projects that Crockett does, and I was looking on the website, and that includes a great deal of federal contracts, but what are some of the big projects that Crockett has at the moment?
Well, we have different projects in different sectors of business. In the federal contract arena, we maintain contracts with some very large agencies, Department of Interior, Department of State, GSA, to name a couple, USACE, the Army Corps of Engineers. And basically on those contracts, we are actually providing complete facility management services for their headquarters and their federal office buildings. So we would provide skilled technicians. We would operate, maintain, and repair all the electrical, mechanical equipment. In some cases, we clean their buildings and do grounds maintenance as well. We perform PM contracts, which are a mobile-based service for the Department of Defense and NASA. And we have several installation projects for mechanical equipment, mainly HVAC and HVAC auxiliary equipment, where we're doing energy efficiency projects for some of our commercial customers.
And now another thing that Crockett offers is emergency response that's 24/7, 365 in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. How long have you guys offered that service, and how important is it to your business?
Well, we've offered it for as long as we've been in business. I'm the one who got the calls during the early days to go out to the buildings, and although I don't think I was ever the greatest technician, we did get there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. you know, it's important to the business, but it's more important to the customer. Right. The customer has invaluable assets that they employ, and every time them assets go down or production stops, they lose money or their mission is compromised. So we need to be there as quick as possible to correct that situation and get their assets back up and running.
Yeah, and being there for the customers and also for the community, it seems, Crockett's just about everywhere in terms of giving back. What are some of the organizations and charities Crockett's involved with?
Well, we have a lot of groups that we like to support. Some of the larger organizations was the Wounded Warrior Project. We raised over $15,000 for the Wounded Warriors through a golf-a-thon. We did work for the USO. We stuffed about, I don't know, a couple 4,000 backpacks for the USO. We actually helped build a house for two organizations, Habitat for Humanity and a local program in Washington, D.C. called Christmas in April. In addition to that, we do a lot of things with our employees as well to help them out as well. So scholarships and recognition programs. So it's great to be able to help other folks and be in that position. It's one of the great byproducts of owning a business.
Absolutely. And one other, I guess, interesting note from Crockett is you guys have a frequently updated blog, which is something you don't always see throughout the HVAC industry. What kind of feedback and interaction have you guys seen from the blog?
Well, first of all, our marketing department does a fantastic job of getting new information out there. All information is formatted to benefit the customer and provide them information to help them better run their facilities and keep them more informed. Here's the great thing about the blog. The blog drives traffic to the website. Mm-hmm. The website provides information, and then ultimately the website provides our company leads. And, you know, being in the social media world, that's not restricted to a flyer or a specific zone or a specific region. We're getting calls from all over the country through the blog. The blog's generating traffic to the website. That's a great thing.
Yeah, and if people want to read the blog and learn more about Crockett facilities and the services that you offer, how do they get there? Where do they turn?
Well, I think the first course of action would be to go to our website, www.crockett, and that's crockett-facilities.com. And on the website, you can find out a ton of information about us, maybe more than you want to. But you can also friend us at Facebook, sign up for our blogs, and get all types of information about facilities and HVAC, and just keep in tune with what's going on at Crockett.
All right. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time to join the Newsmakers podcast. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Mark and learned a bit more about Crockett Facilities and their status as a top minority-owned company and the work they are doing in the Northeast. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.